Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and you're live with me in the studio today, and I thank and praise God for each of you that's joining in, chiming in today. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a difficult and hard time it was to even access the internet today. Not feeling my best, got a little under the weather from my Chicago trip. The weather was just so up and down, and they had air conditioners on when they should have had heat on, and vice versa, and it just took its toll on me, but we thank and praise God that we are still in the land of the living. Amen? Praise the Lord. We're still in the land of the living, so we praise God for that. I thank God for each of you today that's calling in and chiming in and that's here with us. If you hear me sneezing or coughing, just know that, praise God, I'm not feeling my best, but I am here. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 117. And we thank and praise God, hallelujah, that we are living in a country and still have the opportunity to give God all the praise that's due him. Praise the Lamb. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I love Jesus today. How about you? It's that time of the day, praise the Lamb, and you know, we had a wonderful, wonderful week, though. Last week, you prayed me through Chicago. It was wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Bishop Morton's preaching, Bishop Walker's preaching, Bishop Simon Gordon. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful time we had in the Tri-Stone Choir, or the regional choir, praise God for full gospel. And Carolyn and all those came over and met with me. My son, Lionel, came over. Yay, Lionel came over. I met with all of them, had a chance to see them again. And that's always a wonderful thing when you can be with the company of PSM, praise God. Everywhere I go now, PSM people are present, praise God. Some kind of way they are represented, and I just want to tell them, thank you, praise God, hallelujah, for being so responsive and so attentive and coming to support. Even when I'm not preaching, when I'm not ministering, they still just want to see Papa's face. And Papa was happy about that, praise God, hallelujah. Yes, I was very happy to see them. Oh, my goodness, and then Apostle Jones and his family and members of Praise Tabernacle were there. Oh, my goodness, just a wonderful reunion-like time that we all had together. Praise God. It is a wonderful thing to have people who you love, friends and loved ones around you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, it's a wonderful thing. And nobody has to like you, but it's good to be liked. I tell you that. And I thank God for such wonderful people that God has put in my life. Sons and daughters of the living God, I love you all today. Listen, people of God, we are praying for our sisters down and our daughters down in California, Southern California, and George and Luana. George, we're praying for them in the loss of their mother. They are our PSM family, and I expect prayers to go up for them, and I expect each of us to be attentive to them in this, their hour, just like we would do you. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Yeah, their mother made her transition. Praise God. I remember one night that not too long ago that Ann was sharing with me that mother said she was ready to go home, that she was ready to go home and be with the Lord. And sometimes that is a sure sign and indication that a transition is about to be made when the people are saying that they're ready to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God for the years that mother spent with her children, the years she spent there with them and was able to, you know, be a mother in their life. And I say to everybody, you know, don't focus in on the day that mom made her transition. Focus in on the days that you had with her and the good times you had with her. Praise the Lamb of God and the things that happened on those days, and your spirit will be different. We cause ourselves to grieve many times by focusing in on a day or a season when something happens, and we miss all the beauty of the relationship. You know, and I tell people all the time, my father's funeral was on my 13th birthday, but it doesn't dampen my birthday. I'm going to celebrate a birthday again here at the end of this month, May 31st, and I promise you, his funeral on my birthday ain't going to change my celebration of life. I promise you. Praise God, because when I think of him, I don't think of him on my birthday. I think of him, praise the Lamb of God, him teaching me things that he taught me as a young boy growing up and working on the newsstand with him. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I think about. I don't think about, oh, I was in the church or at the funeral home and this and get all sad. No. I've always found stuff to rejoice about and people that have touched my life in such a big way. And we need to do that, people of God. Hallelujah. And then again, you know, the Lord says in Isaiah 53, the word of God always come into agreement. He has borne our grief and he has carried away our sorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. Death is no more than a transition to the better life, praise God, that God has for us. Hallelujah. And I'm sure Mother is going, is there with the Lord now, and no doubt meeting my mama. I hope so. Praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful time. Hallelujah. And we all should look forward to that day when the Lord shall call all of us into that place. Praise the Lamb of God. As sure as we live, we will get the call. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you. I love you. Just want to take time to just say that. Praise God. I love you all, and I want you to be strengthened in everything you do, but we have to strengthen ourselves also. Praise the Lord. We have to have strength and be strength in ourselves. Strengthen ourselves. Encourage yourself. Uplift yourself. Praise the Lamb of God in times like these. Hallelujah. All right, let's get some prayer going around here on Testimony Tuesday. Already a pastor then broke out on Facebook on my page, and I had prophesied to her, Jess, oh my goodness, Jess, I don't know when that was, last year, praise God, she was talking about mobilizing the church, and I told her the Lord was going to call her to a church. Praise the Lamb of God, and this and some things that was going to happen. Renee Collins there in Ohio, praise the Lamb, in the Mansfield area. And sure enough, today she puts on my Facebook page, it happened just like you said, man of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, people of God, the Word of God is true. The Word of God is right. The question is, do we believe the Word of God? Hallelujah, and do we have an expectation on the Word of God? But it's true and it's right. Praise the Lamb of God. Where's my intercessors? Nobody's pushing one today or nothing. I have no help today. What is going on? Nobody loves me today. Nobody loves me today. All right, there's Ophelia's here. Praise the Lamb of God. How you doing, Ophelia?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, boy, this cold is really, I'm telling you, it's a different kind of cold, too, because it's, oh, my goodness, it's all down in my bronchial and in my chest and stuff. But we're making it, praise the Lamb of God. We're taking the antibiotic and what have you, and it's going to break. It's breaking, really. It's already breaking. Praise
Amen.
God. I had a kind of rough night, you know. But
okay.
We are here. We are here. Praise God. Granddaughter, your mic open. Hallelujah.
Hey,
how you doing, granddaughter?
Hey, Shatwan.
We doing, I guess. We pressing. I can tell you that.
We pressing. We pressing. Hallelujah. How you doing, Bertha?
I'm fine, Prophet. I'm pressing, too. We all pressing. Had a bad night, too.
Oh, my God.
Praise God. I'm alive.
Oh, the saints. Boy, I should have known, boy, because I'm up on the side of the bed praying and laying back down and up again praying. And
yeah.
The saints. Man, Denise.
Good afternoon, Prophet. It's Bertha, Ophelia, Shatwan.
Hey,
man, Denise.
You praying today. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, we love to hear when Maggie Denise come on here. Now, who got the testimony today? Who got the house? Who got the car? Who got
she
the
got
check?
The house.
Who got the house?
She got the house.
Maggie Denise?
I know she
yes,
got the house.
Did you get the house?
I did. I got my keys and everything. He called me yesterday and let me know that all the work that needed to be finished in the house was finished. So one of these days I'll be moving whenever I'm off. Whoever knows when that's going to be. But yeah, one of these days in the near future I'm going to be moving.
Right away.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, the same thing is happening over at our church, you know, one of our daughters, she was about to go back to Atlanta to make more money. I think it was like eight more $1,000 a year, and Lord blessed her, praise Tamika, and I told her that God could bless her right here and give her all she needed right here. She didn't, and it wasn't his will for her to go back, and she got a call, and her job gave her a better raise, and the same week, a house opened up to her. Praise the Lamb of God, that's bigger for her and his children. And then she was able to give the house that she's moving out of to one of our other members who needed a house, living victoriously. So now everybody is swinging home, and blessings upon blessings is being given out. And I'm just rejoicing. I'm just rejoicing in that God is doing, you know. It's just a wonderful thing. To watch then Bertha, folk told her to just move in. Mama, you ain't got to pay rent no more. Your rent day is over. Hallelujah. They got them a nice house and told Mama to move right on in. I tell you the truth. God's got a way of setting you up and blessing you. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Praise the Lamb of God. There's some more blessings on the way. Trust me when I tell you that one. Praise the Lamb of God. There's more blessings on the way. Praise God. Boy, all right, let's get some prayers going here. Hallelujah, so we can get some more testimonies. We got a good listening audience today. Boy, I almost canceled today. I almost said, boy, I can't do this. But let me tell you something. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I started thinking about really how good God is to me. He is good to me. He is good to me. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just thank for his wonderful kindness. For his wonderful kindness. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, who is up at the top up here? I believe that is Ophelia. Praise the Lamb of God. Is going to come and lead us to the throne of grace. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. And then we're going down the line here and get some praying done. Hallelujah. Here we go. Hallelujah. Those in convalescent homes, those in prisons and everywhere our voice is heard, we want you to know that God loves you today, that Jesus loves you. Yes, he does. And we want you to know today, hallelujah, that the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's my word for the day. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Get joy in Jesus today. Come on out there. Lead us to the throne of grace.
Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. As we put a praise on our lips on this day, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glorious Lord, thy God, oh, merciful King Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank you, Father God, for bending the heavens on this day, for pouring out your blessings, pouring out your mercy upon this line, upon the people, Father God. We rejoice in you, and we thank you, Jesus, oh, merciful King, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We lift up our sisters in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And George and Luana, Helena, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for your hedge of protection that's over them now, Father God. We thank you for the peace that you have given unto them, Father God. We thank you for the joy in their heart, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for the woman of God that has gone home for you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for her time served in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, glorious Lord, thy God. We thank you for the transitioning of wealth and a transition of power and responsibility, Father God, to the next generation. Hallelujah. Glory unto you, Jesus, and you continue pouring into them, Father God. Oh, merciful King, they are the ones to carry on in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up the sick and shut in, Father God. Oh, merciful King, we know you are the healer. We know that you are the deliverer and the redeemer, Father God. So we rejoice in your name and thank you, Father God. Oh, merciful King, thing for taking care of your children's needs on this day, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for our man of God, Michael Shakespeare, Father God, the apostle, the prophet that you anointed and appointed. We thank you, Father God, for clearing his airway. We thank you, Father God, for healing him in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for using him. We thank you for your instrument, Father God, in this earth realm, Father God, that can hear you and see you clearly in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for every person on this line, Father God, that are here seeking you, Father God, wanting more of you, Father God, hungry for you, thirsty for you, Father God. So we rejoice in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, amen. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you so much, daughter. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy. All right. Who is this here? For your granddaughter?
Yeah.
Granddaughter. Hallelujah. Let me tell you all something. I'm only trying to find out something here. How was service Sunday?
Service was absolutely pathetic.
Oh, the Lord was in the house, wasn't
he? God worked through the house, and God said some word on Sunday. It was awesome. That's all I can tell you. It was nothing
but
the word.
Is your mother prophesying more?
Huh?
Is your mother prophesying more?
My mama prophesied. Evangelist Salter got up and prophesied. Oh, my God. It just, all I can tell you is God did a thing in that place and set some stuff in order. But, yes, she is. She really didn't preach Sunday. It was more of a prophetic service Sunday.
Wow.
So,
wow, wonderful. Wonderful. The Lord is good. Boy, it's more people here. Wait a minute. Erica 614. I think that's Lily.
That's Lily.
Lily, is that you?
Hello?
Hello? Erica 614?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Who's calling?
My name is Sister Lou.
Sister Lou, how you doing today?
Oh, well, weren't doing too badly. I called you some time ago about a court case. We're nearing the end of it, and the enemy is so mad he's bringing in people who we don't even know to claim our property. And even they're pretending to be my friend, and I wouldn't even know them if I saw them on the street. So I want prayer. They're very vicious. They're trying to hunt us down. They have just gone literally crazy trying to take away what God has given us. And so they're pretending even to take my sister's name and pretend that it is their name. So we
steal your identity.
Yes. They've done it before, and they're trying it again.
Uh-huh. But you're going to come out victorious. Victorious. Praise God. Because the word of God is on you. And it's manifestation time in your life. You're going to come out victorious in this. Praise the Lamb of God, you and your sister, just as I had spoken to you all before. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now, this is the thing about God, you know. The Lord, he gives us, tells us victory and stuff, but many times he does not tell us what we have to go through for that victory to come. And that what we go through is a chastisement, training, and a molding for us in the faith department and in our lives to get us to trust God even more. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. The Lord is speaking even more now. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. God said by this time next month, all will be in order. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. All will be in order by this time next month. All of it will be done, and you will be happy and going about your business, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It is well. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Father. You show up, just have your way. Hallelujah. You're an awesome God. Bless you, God. Hallelujah. What care he has for you. What's your name again, baby?
Sister Lou.
Sister Lou, I remember you all called in some time ago. Yeah, I remember now. It's coming back to me clear. Praise God. Your sister's doing all right, though, right?
Yes, but one of our cousins has gone in church, I guess, pretending to be a minister, and she came up and told our lawyers today that my sister is a demon, so we know that's from Satan. She's gone in the court today. They're just desperate to heal. They've been trying to change her name.
We really need to pray with this woman, Shatwan. We need to do some warfare right here. This is really be satanic attacked here. Praise the Lamb of God that you're going to tell the lawyers and stuff that somebody has a demon and all of that. I ain't never heard of that such thing before.
Oh, yeah. Now, I don't even know what she looks like. But she's
pretending
that I'm her friend.
Wow. That is crazy as all outdoors, praise the Lamb. Well, let me tell you something. We're going to let God arise in this thing, praise the Lamb of God, and we're going to give God glory. Come on, Shatwan. Hallelujah. Come on, intercessors. Let's burn this up. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is able, yeah.
Father, we ask him for forgiveness. God, we ask him for forgiveness of every iniquity, God. God, we're asking, God, in the name of Jesus, that you wash us with your blood, God. Make us first into your presence, God. God, that none of our prayers will be hindered, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Then, God, we come standing right now today, God, with Sister God and her family in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come right now in the name of Jesus, and we come against the enemy and his works today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, God, we know, God, where there is victory, God, we know the enemy will try to raise up. But, God, you have raised the standard up for them today, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we come every head off of the enemy today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, right now, God, that everything, God, works against the purpose of love you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for victory today, God. But, God, we know that you have already fought the battle, God. God, we thank salvation of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just come right now, God, and we put the enemy under our feet, God. In the name of
Jesus.
God,
get thee behind us in the Jesus' name.
In your word, God. We stand in your word, God. And God, we believe what your word said, God.
Hallelujah.
People, God. And oh, God, we have overcome it in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just thank you, Lord, that you're the lawyer in the court.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Us today, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind every deceiving spirit. And we cut it off at the head, God. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
We thank you for exposing them, God, in the name of
Jesus.
And, oh, God, we thank you that you have allowed us to see today, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
God,
that you have given us the strategy, God, in the name of
Jesus,
God. Oh, God, that we shall go forth in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, we just thank you. God, we give you praise
thank
and we give you glory, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. God, we thank you for the joy that you're giving this family, God.
Hallelujah.
No man can take, God.
Jesus,
God. Oh, God, we just thank
you.
And God, calls
you
the God, those that are trying to deceive, God, those that are trying to
deceive
the identity, God,
come on, Jesus, God.
Oh, God, we just bless you, God. God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the silence, God, that you're performing, God, in their lives today, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah. But we know when it's done, hallelujah, the surely God did this thing, God, in the name of Jesus. We just give you glory, God. For God, we know God, we rejoice
hallelujah,
in it, oh
Jesus.
God. But this is the thing that you have made, God. Oh, God, and we're glad we're rejoicing in it, God, in the name of Jesus. God. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lamb of God. All right, daughter, we expect a victory call from you. Praise the Lamb of God. And I do remember what you all shared with me. Praise God, and how you all want to support the ministry here. And we just know that God's going to make a way for you now. Hallelujah. So you be blessed, Lou. Praise God. Ted, speak to your sister for us.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. My God. Thank you. Thank you, Shatwan. Praise God, granddaughter. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. This look like Sylvia right here. Is this Sylvia?
It's
Sylvia.
Me.
How are you, girl?
All
my daughters on here today. I'm getting happy. All of my sisters and daughters are on the show. Yes, sir. Praise God. Come to the rescue of Big Papa. I tell you, it's good to have this type of backing and surrounding around you. Praise the Lord. Boy, Satan is busy. Boy, did y'all hear that? That he's going to tell the lawyer that she got a demon and all this kind of stuff. Trying to steal people's identities. And, boy, I tell you, you got to be very, very careful in these times, man. People, relatives and all, are so greedy for money, and they're out. They don't care who they harm. Y'all better listen to this, because you got some people, no doubt, right up under you that's just as sinister.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's coming. They want it just as sinister, and you better know it. Praise the Lamb of God. You better know it. Hallelujah. Because if you don't,
Jesus.
I promise you. Praise the Lamb of God. They will run off with everything you got. Yes, they will. Hallelujah. And you better know it. My God, what a wonderful God we serve. That He gives us people that will intercede and pray for us and help us, praise the Lamb of God, to battle the attacks of the enemy. God is just so good to us. Hallelujah. We all need to be praising God. I wouldn't give nothing for the company of these intercessors. I'm telling you, boy, I'd rather be around praying people than any kind of people there is. I would rather be around praying people. That's the honest God truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. I would. Wait a minute. Here's another caller. Error code 757. Error code 757. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who's calling?
Yes. Victor.
Hello, Victor.
How you doing, Pastor Prophet?
Yeah. We're doing good. Which Victor is this now?
Victor Pikett, Francis
Shock's
friend.
Oh, that Victor. How you doing, man of God?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good to hear your voice here, man. Fred, now, is there any particular reason why you push one?
I just want to be online with you all, just requesting prayer. Yeah.
All right. Well, we are here. Praise the Lamb of God, and we thank God that you've tuned in with us here. Praise the Lamb. You know, the Word of God just went forth. Everybody that I've talked to, all of my friends and stuff, the Word of God really went forth powerfully this weekend. Praise the Lamb of God. And the prophetic word was strong. hallelujah, everywhere. And I'm just watching how God is doing things within the churches, you know, in alignment with one another. And also to make sure, to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we have been warned of what he's about to do. And this is coming off. A lot of warnings, prophetic warnings are coming forth concerning the weather, praise the Lamb of God, and the move of God in the weather, hallelujah, as it relates to catastrophic events and things of that nature. I just hope and pray, praise the Lamb of God, that we all take heed and don't take God as a joke in this season, praise God, hallelujah, because God is, God is not a playtoy, he's not joking in this season. He's really serious about, hallelujah, what he's doing, and we have to be on top of and on the cutting edge, praise the Lamb of God, of what God is doing. It's a serious witnessing time, people of God. Yes. It's a serious witnessing time in our world, in our society. People are so confused and so backwards right now until, brothers and sisters, I mean, the harvest can't be no whiter. But it's going to take more than just a word, praise the Lamb of God. It's going to take signs and wonders and miracles, hallelujah, to be demonstrated as we go forth witnessing, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to have to power up. We're going to have to power up with the armor, of course, but we're going to have to power up as far as allowing the Lord to use us in special ways. So that I was sharing with the people of God Sunday at Truth, praise the Lord, out of Acts, the fourth chapter in our series, as we're going through this witnessing series, that, the first century church, as we call it, or the first church, as we call it, praise the Lamb of God, was a powerful church. They had power. And they moved with a different mindset and a different perception of God, whereas that even the things happened bad to them for witnessing and things of this nature, man, they took that as the greatest honor to suffer for the Lord, to be persecuted for Christ. They took that as the greatest honors. And, I know no one wants to suffer, praise the Lamb of God, but if I have to suffer, then let me suffer for Christ. Hallelujah. If I have to, then let me suffer for Christ. That's my philosophy, praise the Lamb of God, of good stewardship and good fellowship. We have to come to a place of recognizing, people of God, that until we take on the mind of understanding that there is an all-out war on the name of Jesus, there is an all-out war on his principles, praise the Lamb of God, and on the Word of God. Never before in the history, praise the Lamb of God, of the church as we know it, have we seen such erroneous doctrines and the hypocrisy that has been displayed, praise the Lamb of God, through the church, as they call it, the Roman Catholic Church, to partner with things that God has said in his word is wrong. And for them to stand in agreeance with it, and also, praise the Lamb of God, attempt to change the very word of God, that is just ridiculous. Who has that kind of authority, man? Oracles of God, oh my goodness. And then we have all of these wishy-washy newscasters and people who are supposedly representing the public, but at the same time, that representation is shady when it comes to their stance as a representative of their own. I mean, what they call religion is nothing more than a patch almost that they wear that has no a deep commitment to it, you know, down in their souls and life change and what have you. I mean, you can't be religious one day and flexible with the world the next day. Something is wrong with that. And we're gonna have to come full square, people of God, and relook at the first century church, relook at what they underwent, because a full circle has come and we're going back into it. Perilous times coming. Praise the Lamb of God. We're facing perilous times, and a part of the perilous times is they will hate you, and you cannot omit this, brothers and sisters. They will hate you. This is Jesus telling his disciples. They're going to hate you for my name's sake.
Yes.
You're going to be persecuted for my name's sake. They will throw you in jail for my name's sake.
Hallelujah.
And some of you will die for my name's sake.
Jesus.
I mean, and we just need to wake up and smell the coffee that this is where ministry and church is heading, because there is going to be a impact at the corner sooner or later. Sooner or later, there's going to be a standoff.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's the way things are going right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be people who are going to want to separate their children from what they're trying to make people accept in our society,
mm-hmm.
and all of this kind of stuff. Now we got churches that's being organized, that's being called gay churches, homosexual churches, things of this nature. And, you know, I look at that and I say, why do we have to come with all of these brands if, in fact, you the church? Then all you got to do is do what the church does. Why do you got to say, I mean, all churches should be a church where people come to be made better. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Come as you are and then get changed by the power of God, by the word of God. The transformation is supposed to take place. So, I mean, that it don't take a special church to do that. At least not in my eyesight it doesn't.
Nope.
Maybe you all see it different, but in my eyes, I don't see it no different. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's salvation is salvation, and the same cure for my sin is the cure for yours. Repent and be baptized. Turn from it and turn to God. That's the word of God. There's nothing that's special for nobody. That stands out to say, but if you like this, then you have to do it this way. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the word of God. It's just that simple. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have to come to a place of recognizing, praise the Lord, that a lot of this stuff that we're seeing is going to turn into something we don't want to see. And that's going to be hatred of people who are standing for what is right.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's going to be hatred for people who stand for what is right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We as prophetic people, we have no choice but to stand on the word of God, to stand on the promises of God, and do what God would have us to do. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy. It's so much. The word of God is so rich, and when you look in the word of God and you see, we was dealing with the way they were threatened and persecuted Peter and John, for healing this man. They persecuted for this. They go back and tell the church, and the church explodes in a praise fest for being persecuted. That's the kind of church we need right there. Right there. Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God, who recognizes when that you're really being blessed by your position in God at his best, and that is when you disturb men enough for them to threaten you to don't preach the name of Jesus. That's what they told them. That we see the miracle, okay, just don't say it was done in Jesus' name. And that's what people don't. Do you know right now, people of God, and a lot of saints are not aware of this, but we get invitations to come and we get invitations to come do public prayers over, you know, for government officials and things, gatherings that they have. And do you know they ask you not to pray in Jesus' name?
That's what they ask you. That's right. Wow.
They don't want you to mention Jesus. You can say God, but they don't want you to mention Jesus. There's something wrong when all other gods are accepted except Jesus. What is wrong with him? Why he's not accepted? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Everybody else is accepted except Jesus. That's not right. Something's wrong with that. Praise God. Something is definitely wrong with that. And we're going to see this more as we enter deeper into these perilous times. It's not just going to be the world being shaken and this, that, another, blah, 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 and people are going to turn back to God. It's going to take the witnessing community to turn people back to God, to show them, praise the Lamb of God, God in the catastrophic events and things of this nature. I often share with you all, if what we have seen in the last few years since 9-1-1, what we have seen, Katrina, in New Orleans, all of this, what we're seeing, if this had happened in my grandmother's lifetime, churches would be jam-packed now. People would be spending the night in church.
It's
the truth. It's the honest God truth. They ran to the church. Praise the Lamb of God. But today, there is something wrong when people do not believe, praise the Lamb of God, the report. When people do not believe, hallelujah, that the church should have anything to do with any of it that's going on, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what's going on. I mean, it's crazy, but that's what's happening right now, people of God. You have people who do not want, praise the Lamb of God, Christian belief and teachings to go forth. They don't want it. They don't want it. And it's a whole lot of confusion and stuff in this area. And then you have believers who sitting in the pew that say they go to date Christians and everything, but they're willing to compromise the word of God. And we have to be very, very, very careful on this compromise. Praise the Lamb. Now, granddaughter, what is this you're talking about here? What you want to talk about?
I want you to explain that scripture.
What does the scripture say? Hello?
Hello?
You ain't read no scripture for me to explain.
I'm pulling it up, Granddaddy.
Oh, you're pulling it up.
I'm pulling and ask about that scripture. It's because a lot of times when we come up and we stand before the people, we always say, give an honor to God, who is the head of my life. And I was told that God does not accept honor from humans. So I went into the Bible, and I went to John 5:41, and it says, I receive not glory from men. I crave no human honor. I look for no mortal fame. But I know you and recognize and understand that you have not love of God in you. So I was trying to understand the scripture, you know.
Well, this is not speaking of the same thing that you're speaking of. I mean, when you go into the book of Revelation and stuff like that, one of the first words in there is glory, honor, majesty, power, might, and dominion be unto our God and his Christ. So all of that is in there, and the 24 elders fell on their face and worshiped when Jesus opened the seals of, you know, of the seven seals and opened the book that was in the right hand of God. I mean, all of that is there. Honor is due to God when it comes down to respect and reverence and his holiness and what have you and this, that, and another. Now, what this is talking about is really the witness of the scriptures. It says, it really starts at verse 39, that Jesus is in conversation here, praise the Lamb of God, and he's dealing with several issues when it's, as it relates to witnessing. And he says to them, the witness of the scripture, he says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Well, Jesus is sharing that with them, praise the Lamb of God, that all of the scriptures are based on the coming of Christ. All of the Old Testament scriptures, everything that happened in the Old Testament was a journey to Jesus. That's what it was for. Praise the Lamb of God. And a lot of people don't understand that to this day. We say the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed, when in fact the Old Testament is Christ concealed. It's the concealing of Christ Jesus, and the New Testament reveals Christ Jesus. But he's all through every book, practically every chapter of the Bible in the Old Testament, of the coming of Christ, of messianic promises, things of this nature, which, you know, we know it's all through Psalms. Isaiah is filled with it, Ezekiel. All of the major prophets is filled with it, and we know that with the coming of Christ. Then it says here, and you will not come to me that you might have life. It says, and you will not come to me that you might have life. Now, he's talking to a particular crowd. He's not talking here to the church. And then he says, I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. Now, when he says, I receive not honor from men, he's talking about in the earth realm where he was as a servant son, that he did not allow the disciples to give him honor and to show him honor like he was a God.
Okay.
Even though he was doing all those miracles and things that he was doing. That is what he is saying to the, I would say, the religious sect of his day, no doubt the rabbis and the Pharisees and Sadducees and all of them that was always up in his grill trying to, you know, entangle him or ensnare him. So Jesus is, you know, here in defense of himself and saying, I receive not honor from men. He ain't talking about God not receiving honor from men.
Okay.
He's talking about him himself. Okay. I've come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe who you receive honor of one another, who receive honor of one another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only. So, you know, there is honor that, you know, that is of God, and we should honor God in our life, in our living, and this, that, and another. So that's there. Yeah. That's an old battle scar that we used to deal with when it came down to giving honor to God. If, you know, he said so much in the old traditional Baptist churches, every time they got up, they said, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, giving honor to God, giving honor to God. And then you'll start hearing some people say, you can't give God honor. And you can't give God the kind of honor that you give men, but honor is a measure of respect and reverencing. And you can honor God in respecting and reverencing him. So, you know, we have to look at it that way also as it relates to, you know, the Father. And now, of course, we give honor, praise the Lamb of God, to Jesus Christ because he's in a different place, you know?
Right.
And that type of thing. But it's a good thing. Ain't no harm in it. Ain't no harm in it. Yeah. Wow. Everybody's suffering with sickness and pains and all of this. We're praying for you, you and you. Oh,
yeah.
Boy, oh, boy. Yeah. I thank God, though, for you asking that because that's probably some confusion in some other areas, praise God. But, I mean, it's right there. All through the Bible, glory and honor and power and majesty and might and dominion be unto our God. So it's there. Praise God. It's definitely there in the scriptures. Hallelujah. And we praise God for that. My God, now people of God, hallelujah, let's, Sylvia, move on here into some more wonderful praying and what have you. I ain't heard a testimony all day. I need a testimony, people of God. This is Testimony Tuesday. I want to hear somebody talk about the goodness of God and what God is doing. Where is the testimony? Here's Bertha came back. Bertha Pruitt, your mic is hot.
Prophet Darrell.
I have a testimony. You had said last week, I think it was in the last prophecy you gave about people receiving money and money with family or something like that. Anyway, you know, my deceased husband was an entertainer. He sung with the Fantastic Four, and his dad was a writer for Motown. And on last week, his niece called me and asked me that I received any money from another record company. I told her no. They didn't know where I was at, so there's money there that I had not received because they didn't know who to mail it to. So,
Wow. Get
all that paperwork to you. So, yes, there were three checks. There are three checks that were held up because they didn't know my address. So, the money found Bertha.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The money found Bertha.
My God.
Money found Bertha. Bertha didn't look for the money. The money was looking for me.
Come on.
Oh, praise the
Thank
Lord.
You,
we're happy to hear that. Praise God. I know we've been prophesying them checks to you for a long time. Now that I think about it.
There's more to come. The lawsuit is finally settled. Praise God.
Hallelujah. This was back when you first came to the church. I was telling you about them checks.
Yeah, you said I see royalty checks, not check, but checks. Well, the lawsuit. From where they had been playing the music and they had not been paid.
Right.
A lawsuit, it took 3 years, but it's finally settled. Praise God.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Oh, it looks like you're going to be all right, girl.
All right.
Hallelujah.
You know it. You know it.
My God. They gave a testimony, y'all.
Praise God, Mama.
Ooh-wee. That is wonderful. I'm happy for you. Praise the Lamb of God that the Lord's word. I told you, of God, this is manifestation season. The stuff that's been held up, if you just hold on, it's coming. It's coming. The Lamb of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. God's going to break it. He done broke the arm of Pharaoh for you. He is loosening the chain. He's shortening the yokes. Hallelujah. And you're next in line for the miracle. You're next in line.
Hallelujah.
God. My God, my God. I remember way back. Lord have mercy. Yeah, praise God. You say Prophet Daryl on the line.
Yes.
Did I hear somebody say Prophet Daryl on the line?
Yes, he just called and said he was getting on the line. He should be on there now.
He ain't on here. He ain't pushed one on his dial. He might be scared. Prophet Daryl ain't no scary. He ain't no scary guy. He bold as a lion. I don't think he's called in yet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's bold as a lion. People, it's Testimony Tuesday. Wait a minute, here go another 864. Testify. Tell me something good. 864, Eric Coach, your mic on.
Hey, Father, it's just me. I was calling back on my cell phone.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. That's you're calling back in. Anybody else testify? Push one on your dial. Give me your testimony. What has God been doing? How he's doing it? In working it out for you. I know he's working it out for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I know God is doing some mighty things on behalf of his people right now. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know that you qualify for the miracle. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, that's what we're going to do. Sylvia. Hey, Sylvia.
Yes, sir.
How about we start a miracle wind blowing today? I feel like it.
Yes.
I feel the Spirit of God going up my legs. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Come on. We're going to give out some miracles today. Praise the Lamb of God. My daughter here, Sylvia, is going to pray. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Y'all know I love this song right here, Break Every Chain. I just love this song. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sylvia is going to pray. We're going to pray with the saints for the release of miracles today. Praise the Lamb of God. I want miracles in all of your lives. People of God, I'm talking to you. Error code 313-323-661-504. All of you all, I'm talking to you all. I'm talking to you 747-331. I'm talking 985. I'm talking to all of 407. I'm talking to all of you all today. 773. I'm talking to all of you all today. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to receive miracles in your life today. I feel this in my innermost man. Praise the Lamb of God. That God wants to release miracles today. Prophet Daryl, your mic is high. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you in my weakness, his strength is made perfect. I may not be feeling my best, but God is at his best. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God in and through me. Come on, Sylvia. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord.
Father,
we adore your name, God. We lift you on high, oh God. We exalt you, Father, that you are King of kings and Lord of lords, God. Oh, Father, we thank you for this day, God, for this appointed hour, God, that you have allowed, God. Oh, God, that we can worship you, oh Lord, that we can praise your name, Father. Father, release a wind in the spirit, oh God, that flows from the north, south, east, and west, oh God. Oh God, that it touch our homes, God, that it touch those that are sick, oh God. Oh God, that it throw away the debris, oh God, that has come, Lord, trying to cover us up, oh God. But God, let it release, oh God, divine healing, God, miracles, God. Oh God, a release of everything that belongs to your people, oh God. Oh God, for the enemy has been trying, God, to keep us bound up, God. But, God, a release, oh, God. Those that are in prison in their mind, oh, God. Release them in their mind, oh, God. Oh, God, that they can call on your name, oh, God. Oh, God, a release in their bodies, oh, God, where healing takes place, oh, God. Divine healing, God. That bodies operate, God, to your original plan, oh, God. Oh, God, a release in homes, oh, God. Oh, God, where there's order in your homes, oh, God. Not just in the home, but your church body, oh, God. Oh, God. Order, oh God. Oh God, miracle signs and wonders, God. Oh God, they, you said it shall follow us, oh God. So Father, we thank you right now for this wind, oh God, a fresh wind, oh God, that's coming to revive, oh God, that's coming to restore, oh God. Oh God, that's coming to set order, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, even in the schoolhouse, oh God. Oh God, blow away the debris that's trying to keep your children bound, oh God. Oh, God, but let them know, Lord, who they are, oh, God. Give them teachable spirits, God. Oh, God, let them walk in order, oh, God, and obedience, oh, God, to their parents and to you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you right now for a release and process by you, oh, God. Strength, oh, God, in his body, God. A fresh wind to flow through his home, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, for a release, oh, Lord, that comes from heaven, oh, God. For thy will, God, be done on earth, God, as it is in heaven, God. A release in our finances, God. Everything that belongs to us, oh, God. No longer can the enemy hold it up, oh, God. Oh, Lord, he's got to release it, God, in your name, Jesus. Oh, God, no longer, Lord. He's got to cough it up, spit it up, oh, God. He's got to release. God, everything that he tried to bring against your people, oh God. Oh God, he has to release it, God. And Lord, now that we know, Lord, that it is him, oh God, he owes your people sevenfold, oh God. Oh God, we shall not walk in lack, oh God, even in our spirit man, oh God. Oh God, we shall live in our wealthy place, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, that it's for your kingdom, God. It's for building up your kingdom, God. It's for your glory, oh God. And it's to honor your name, oh God, to let them know who our God is, that God is, and he will rule and reign forever, that your kingdom is forever, God. We thank you, Lord God, right now, God. Oh God, even now, oh Lord, it's coming to pass, oh God. Oh Father, a fresh wind in Shatwan, oh God. Oh God, blow in our body, oh God. Fresh air of your spirit, oh God. Oh God, revive and restore and refresh, God. Oh God, even in Shatina's body, God. Oh God, refresh her, oh God, restore her, God. Oh Father, we plead the blood of Jesus, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, God. You said no good thing, but you will hold from your children, God. So Father, we thank you right now, God. Oh God, we give you honor, God. We give you glory and praise that's due your name, even these bodies, Lord, that you continue to breathe in, Lord, day after day, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, with these lips of clay, God. We thank you, Lord, that these temples, God, that belong to you, oh Lord. Thank you for rising us up, oh God, that we can lift up our hands to you, God. Cleanse us up, oh God, where we look more and more like you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for refreshing, God. Thank you, Lord, for miracle signs and wonders, God. Oh God, it shall come to pass, oh God, because you're still God. You're still able to save, God. You're still able to deliver, God. You're still able to set the captives free, God. So Father, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Yes, God, change is taking place, God. Hallelujah. Mm, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Yes, God, a sweet spirit, God. Oh, God, a sweet aroma, God, that we're lifting up to you, oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We give you glory, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name, God. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We ask that. We ask the name. And glory, God. Glory, God. God, let us walk miracle anointing. Let us be able to release for others today, Father. Let us walk the glory under the Moshade. Oh, God. Destroyed, oh, God. For a sickness. Your God today. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Somebody needs a home, God. Your God. Hey, Father. Oh, God. Somebody has. Hallelujah. God, somebody just lift your hands up now. Just lift your hands up. Hallelujah. I see somebody with a bottle of water, and it's just, you're just pouring it over your hands. You're pouring it over your hands. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're pouring water over your hands out of the bottle.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Washing your hands afresh, cleansing,
hallelujah,
purging.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, your thank God, my God, my God.
Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus.
There
Jesus.
It is again. When
thank
I looked up, it was 123. Thank you, Lord. Every
hallelujah,
time I touch that water number jumped right up. I hope my eyes look right, 123.
Ooh,
Lord have mercy. Oh, my goodness, the washing of the hands, the water. Praise the Lamb of
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you today, Father.
Bless
we bless you.
Bless
hallelujah.
Bless
Prophet Dale, talk
you.
To me.
Apostle, I'm just sitting up here listening and enjoying the show and just allow his glory to rest upon me right now. And, I mean, I'm just basking in his presence. You know, I really didn't have anything to say. I'm just sitting here enjoying the show today. You know, just been ministering this week, amen, down in Indianapolis. I'm just sitting up here relaxing and just, I'm enjoying the show today, Apostle. And I thank God for you. Amen. And I pray for you. Before I pray for myself, Apostle, I pray for you, and I pray for your ministry. Amen. All because I know what it's like to be in the where you are. Amen. And I know the weight of the glory that sits upon your life is so precious. And you know, and when you can't go many places, and when you can't go where you want to go, but God has not allowed you to go. And I just thank God for you, Apostle. I really do. I thank God for CSMI. I really enjoy myself down in Detroit, amen. And it has really been a refreshing. It
yes,
has
God.
Really been refreshing since I've been in Detroit. And I just thank God, amen. And I thank God for your church family. Oh, my God, my Bertha and all the other saints that came out, amen. And I thank God for Pastor Gail and Pastor Shatwan and Sylvia, Evangelist Sylvia, amen. I thank God for you guys, and I really do, and I appreciate you all. And I just ask you all to just continue to pray for me, amen, that, you know, because I'm going through something, and I just ask the Lord, is this really for me to do this? And I know I saw myself pastoring in Indianapolis, and you know, but it's when you get around these people want to put you in a place, an uncomfortable position, to where therefore you say, Lord, is this really your will?
Yeah.
So I just truly just thank God. Just continue to pray for me and continue to keep Jesus paid the price outreach ministry.
I want you to speak that miracle anointing over your ministry. Hallelujah. That was strange that the Lord spoke that to me. And then now you're coming forth saying this. Hallelujah. I know God's got something up his sleeve that he want to release, that he wants to do. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you to, one of the mistakes I made as a young pastor, praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Darrell, was I looked at the people when I should have been looking at God. Hallelujah. I looked at
bless
the people,
you,
and I should have been looking at God. And I let people wound me and hurt me and break my spirit.
Jesus.
Because I was trying to be a blessing to them. And unknowing to me, they didn't want what I was trying to give them. Hallelujah. They didn't even want what I was trying to give them.
Jesus.
I bust my fingers with hammers and nails, remodeling building and doing all that I could, cleaning up, setting rat traps and all of this, man. And I got that building. and then they accused me of stealing. And it broke my heart. I was taking my wife's checks and putting them in the church to buy materials for that building. Boy, you talking about
God.
Don't look at the people, man of God. Look unto Jesus.
That's right.
The author and the finisher of your faith.
Jesus.
Look unto Jesus and watch what he
did
for
Lord,
you.
Lord,
praise the Lamb
Lord.
Of God. Know you work for Jesus. Hallelujah. Punch
That's
in
right.
every day with the Lord and let God do the rest. Hallelujah. Ooh, my goodness gracious. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I love God today. I just love him. Oh, miracles is being released on you people. You are going to see this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I feel this strong today that miracles are being released on your people. You're going to have some testimonies now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Yes, God.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Bless today, Father. Bless today. Thank you.
Bless your holy name.
Thank you, Father. We give you praise.
Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name.
We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you all. People of God, don't please. Oh, God, yes. Glory, God. My goodness. My goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you who are going to the sanctuary with us, make sure your deposits are in, that your deposit comes in, people of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Your servants love you. Your servants adore you today. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Yes, God. Yes, God. I just love him today. My God. My God. How awesome is you, are you? How awesome are you?
Holy, holy,
Spirit of the Lord is here. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Lord is Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, that is so funny. Bless you, Father. You have done all things well, Father. I thank you. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
You know, the Lord is so faithful to us. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is just so faithful. Oh, my goodness. Until he even diligently timed things for our good. He make things happen at the right time for us. At the right time for us. My God,
Jesus.
My God. We'll mess
Jesus.
Something up if it wasn't for the divine timing of God.
Oh,
my goodness gracious.
Thank you, Jesus.
The divine timing of God, if it wasn't for his
Thank
divine
you.
Timing, his kairos timing in our
Thank
lives.
You,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Father, today, your miracles, hallelujah, we want them to be seen on your children, using them to be a blessing. Your name might be praised. Father, use us to shock believers into belief. Hallelujah. Not church house miracles, marketplace miracles. Miracles, oh God, in the workplace. Miracles, God. Hallelujah, as we're out shopping and going and doing. Miracles, Father. That somebody might know that by the name of your holy child, Jesus.
Yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father. That you're still God of heaven and earth. Oh, Father, today. Stretch forth your hand.
Yes.
Oh, God. Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Hallelujah.
God.
Jesus.
Ah, God. Yes. Let men rise out of wheelchairs. Yes,
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Jesus. Thank
Open
you,
the
Jesus.
Blinded
rise
eyes.
Up, rise up.
Yes. unstop the death here again, afresh, Father, as you did in the days of old. Hallelujah. Do it again, that men may know the real Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your name. Bless your name, Father. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God.
Yes,
such a presence here today. There's such a presence of God. Hallelujah. I'm in awe right now. I'm just in awe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 peace.
Hallelujah. Holy God,
Hallelujah.
Holy God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy and righteous.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father.
Holy God. Holy God.
Thank you for your peace, God.
Holy God. Holy
Jesus, holy Jesus.
Holy, 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 holy,
holy, Jesus.
Holy,
God. Merciful King Jesus.
Holy,
God.
Holy,
Jesus.
Holy,
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 holy, Jesus. Holy, God.
Holy,
Jesus.
Holy, God.
Holy,
God.
You are truly great.
Oh, Jesus.
And we trade you for anything. Hallelujah.
Great God. You are awesome, and we love you, dear Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Twan.
Yes.
You got granddaughter.
I got a testimony, granddaddy.
Well, you ought to give it out.
Oh, okay. Well, the fact that I'm still going through it is still, it hasn't completed, but over the past couple of days, I've been having chest pains, and we all know, I have that pacemaker defibrillator. And I've just been feeling really bad the last couple of days. But I kept saying, I'm not going to the ER, I'm not going to the ER. And yesterday, I just felt so bad. And it was a different feeling that I knew something was wrong. I knew something was wrong yesterday. But I would not get up, and I would not go to the ER. And I got up, and I put that house dress that Mother Moore gave me. And I wore it, I took it off, I put it back on, I took it off. I laid in it last night, and I knew. And I had a conversation with Mad Janice last night. And what she said was, we were talking about the word, and she said that God had told her that the Holy Ghost don't lie. And I said, okay, but I know that's true, that the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost tell you something, that's the truth. You better believe it. And I knew it, and it didn't really click in my spirit until today. I woke up, I was feeling a little better, but I knew something was still wrong, and I kept saying, well, maybe I'll go to the ER later, maybe I'll wait until my mother get home, whatever, doesn't matter. So I heard about 3:00 this morning, the Holy Ghost spoke, and he told me, he said, you were in heart failure. And I knew it was a different feeling that was going on in my body, and I knew that something was going on with my heart, but I just didn't want to get up. I just didn't want to go because I wanted to stand on the word. Like I say, I stand on the word, and I believe when God tells me I'm healed, I'm healed. And
yeah.
I stood on last night, and when I heard the Holy Ghost said that I was in, not that I'm in anymore, but that I was in heart failure, and the enemy was trying to take me out, but I would not allow the enemy that to take me out, and I would stand on God's word and know that
Jesus.
If God said it, it's true, and I'm going to believe it. Amen. So,
amen.
Yes.
I may not be feeling my best today, and like I said, I'm pressing because I believe what God said. I was healed on Calvary, and I'm standing on that word that I was healed. I'm no longer in heart failure. You know, I might not feel better, but, you know, those are just symptoms. But I know that God has a
thing, and my assignment is not complete. So I would not allow the enemy to come in and take me out so that
right.
my mission
right.
can be aborted. And I just thank God that even though I'm still going through my testimony, that I know that the word of God is true, and I
yes.
believe that.
Yes.
That's testimony.
Amen. That's a miracle.
Hallelujah. Well, the word of God is true. Hallelujah. That's true. And the Holy Ghost cannot lie. My God, my God. And if God said it, it's done. That's I mean, I haven't found him failing yet.
Amen.
And he won't.
And he can't. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
An impossibility for his word to fall to the ground. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, I trust his word. I trust his word. That's something the Lord knows about me. I trust the word of God. Hallelujah. It's precious in my life.
Hallelujah.
The word of
Jesus.
My life. And we as believers must, prophetic people must stand on the promises of his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Apostle, I want to ask you this question. The Spirit of the Lord brought this to me. Have you ever been up under your mantle?
Jesus.
Have I been up under my mantle?
Mm-hmm.
No, well, when the first time that but it was for a transfer. It was transferring out of me into it. But I haven't been under my mantle and for
and
healing.
I figured that when you begin to go up under your mantle, when the Spirit of the Lord release you to, when you begin to put that mantle over you, because I see the mantle. I see you laying that mat over you and you just laying back. Hallelujah. And when you begin to put that mat there, I saw when you took it off, everything in you and about you was brand new.
Oh, my goodness.
That means God.
My God, my God.
Okay, Lord. Okay, Lord. Okay, Lord. Apostle, when you begin to put that mat over you, I saw the Lord reconstructing every organ in your body.
Jesus.
Holy name.
Well, therefore, you oh, my man, baby, cool man, you say, you're going to be a miracle walking. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Because when you go up under the mantle, God
hallelujah.
Said he's going to minister to your entire body, and he's going to call
yes,
everything to line up
Jesus.
With his will.
Yes, Lord,
yes.
Yes, for the power that's on that mantle is going to rest upon you to when you walk by people. People is going to begin to get healed. People is going to get contained, delivered. So
hallelujah. My God, my God.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my God.
Thank you, man.
You.
Well, we're going to pull it out.
Thank
praise
you.
The name of God. Hallelujah. Let the Lord
thank
have his
you.
Way.
Thank you.
For sure.
But you do when he tells you to, Apostle.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Okay.
Thank
yes,
you.
God. That part you ain't got to worry about. I'm scared of it myself. Yeah.
Oh, bless your name.
I don't mess around with it, man. I'm very serious. I don't mess around with the mantle. Not at all.
Yeah.
I trust, allow God to lead me in that one.
Oh, God.
My.
Jesus.
Yeah, God. Oh, let me see.
My
Lord,
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, gee. Thank you, Father. You're
hallelujah.
So precious. Your servants.
Bless your holy name.
Well, I'm telling you, this is a different type of presence today. Hallelujah. And I'm just loving on God and like bathing in him, boy, just out with him. Hallelujah. How wonderful is our God.
Yes, God.
Aye. The Lord is. Oh, yes. Praise the Lamb. Praise the Lamb.
Jesus.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Glory. The glory. The glory, yes, God, even wisdom, God, even wisdom.
Jesus.
Let it be a gift to your people. Wisdom, God, in this season.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your Savior.
Bless your Savior. Hallelujah. Well, you all pray for me now. I've been, I was. To get this car, hallelujah, yeah, I want this car, and this, there's a lady in front of me, and she, is supposed to be buying it tomorrow, yeah, by tomorrow, and then they told me if she don't buy it by tomorrow, then I can get it, you know. So I need your prayers and all of that, you know. Yeah. I'm just believing God. When it come available, the money will come available too. I just believe God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't need it till I need it. That's it. I don't need it till I need it. Praise the Lamb. And the Lord is due. Exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask, think, or expect.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh-wee. What a wonderful. People of God, what are you believing God for this in this season? Hallelujah. I hope you're believing God to do something great in this season and not you just waiting on what's going to happen to the next person. Because our God is great.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Our God is great.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
And he can do anything. Hallelujah. There's nothing our God can't do. Praise the Lamb of God. Especially for those who love him and those that trust in him. There's nothing our God cannot do, people of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just like
he
spent the wine at the wedding feast at Cana of Galilee. God can change whatever it is to meet the condition and the demand in your life.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he can. Whatever it is, he can do it. He can do it for you. He did it for me.
God.
He can do it for you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh, yes,
and
he
make
will.
His
yes,
work
Jesus.
His will according to his perfect will by Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. I believe in miracles.
I
believe in miracles. I believe that our God is working miracles right this
yes,
minute.
He is.
Hallelujah. Right this minute, right this
Thank
second.
Jesus.
Our God is working miracles. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. In the name
yes,
of Yeshua.
He
He's working
Hallelujah.
Miracles.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Prophet,
God.
My God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We want to not forget about the banner that was posted on the page, PSMI. We don't want to forget our apostle. This is his birthday month, and he has been good to us. Amen. He has poured out into us. He has imparted
Amen.
Into us. He has prayed for us all night long, all day long. We have inboxed
Amen.
Him, answered our questions. And we don't want to forget about our apostle and how he's really poured into us. And we're just asking that you all plant a seed into the apostle, a $58 seed for the years that he's been living. Amen. If you want to plant a double seed or triple seed, amen, you know, for all that we have got. We cannot pay him, but we can sow into his life because just like us, he needs things too, amen. So I'm asking
amen.
That everybody that listens to Apostle, that goes to him, that asks questions, that hears his voice, plant a seed into his life, amen.
Jesus.
Don't be selfish.
Amen.
He's not selfish with his time, nor the word that God gives him. Amen. So I'm asking
that's
that you
right,
all
that's right.
sow a seed into him, and you all can go to psmintl.org and press the donation button. You know, leave a word or why you plant the seed for him to be blessed. Amen. So I'm just asking innocents and admits, we ought to be the first ones to plant into prophet's life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And push that banner on your page, too. Don't just let it stay. Get that banner out and push it. Amen.
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 Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you all so much. Praise the Lamb of God. I went on the page and saw the banner on there about my birthday, and I'm going, oh, my goodness gracious. They are celebrating me, and that's such a wonderful, wonderful gesture. And I thank God. Nobody has to be nice to you, but it's just nice to be nice. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, that's what I do. I do for Almighty God and for his people, because this is my commission. This is what the Lord has told me to do.
You deserve it, Apostle.
And I know that there's a lot
Amen.
Of other I could be doing. Yeah. There's a lot of other things I could be doing. Praise God. And with even our 17 going on 1,800 members on Facebook, that at PSM, people would think, praise the Lamb of God, that we have a great following and a great support system, and is not what it appears. Half never
Amen.
Come on the pages anything. And they have ulterior motive while they're there on the page, I guess.
Right. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But
Amen.
You can suck me dry through God. Have some more for me to say. Don't worry
Amen.
About that. Lamb of God. Because there's a river in me. There is a well coming up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Apostle, you know what? I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say, it's three preachers that's been listening to this show.
Oh, my
goodness. That have grown spiritually. Not only that they have grown spiritually, but their ministry has grown leaps and bounds all because of your teaching. And the
yes.
Lord said if they was just sowed the $1,000 seed, if they would just sow the $1,000 seed that God had told them to sow, that he will move abundantly
Jesus.
Upon their lives and upon their ministry.
Yes.
My
God,
God, my God. My. Hallelujah. My God.
Say,
yeah.
Show God. Show God. The Holy Ghost said so. Show God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Ghost, see. Show God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Show God. See. Holy Ghost said so. Holy Ghost, see. Show God. See, God said.
My God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And you know, Prophet Darrell, I know that there are some, God has even spoke to me and told me, that there were some that he told to do stuff, and they hardened their heart against God.
Yeah.
They harden their heart against God to do it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
but it doesn't get no blessing from me. They just hinder their own blessing from
that's
manifesting. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a pastor suffering right now because he did me wrong. He did me wrong for no apparent reason. Just out of the hardness of his heart. Hallelujah. Everyone that do right by me, I watch the right be done to them. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah. I know that's right.
Jesus. Yes, God. He awesome today. He is awesome,
yes,
God.
Yes,
I want you to know this, praise the Lamb of God. He loves you just as much as he loves me.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God just as much as he loves his apostles and his prophets. My God, we just surrendered to him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my.
Bless your name.
I tell you, you know, a lot of people don't believe in the word of God and in the prophetic word, and even as Prophet Darrell has spoke, but they will soon, I promise you.
It will.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they will.
They're going to have to. Yes, God. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful show this has been. I tell you, I feel like going on another hour here, praise and just sitting under
Amen.
This prophetic anointing, and it's such a freedom. Hallelujah. You ain't boxed in the one place. Such a freedom God has given us here on the show. Isn't it wonderful, people? Hallelujah. I'm hoping to feel better tomorrow. We will go deeper into some more teachings and things of that nature. But, boy, I really was trying to get out of doing the show today. I wanted Prophet Darrell to do it, but we couldn't find him. I think
I apologize. My phone was dead. But
that's
you let me know tomorrow. I got you.
You are my brother.
You're my
only. You only fail me when you have to. You always be there for me, and I thank God for you. I really do. You're a wonderful brother, wonderful man of God. Yes, you are. And I thank God for you daily. Praise the Lord. Now, listen to what we're going to do. We're going to pray for one another. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for somebody on this that you know come on the telephone call. You didn't hear their voice. It might be Earlene down in Carolina or Jersey. It may be Sylvia. It could be granddaughter. It could be Prophet Darrell. But you need to find somebody. And no matter what, you need to intercede for them. But just closed my eyes and there was a cloud over my head. Lord have mercy. Is that for Shekinah? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your boy. But we want to pray for one another. I want you to target somebody to pray for. And when you pray for them, I want you to stay in the theme of the show today about these miracles. And I want you to ask God to allow the miracle anointing to be upon the person that you're praying for today. To allow the miracle anointing of Jesus Christ to be upon the one you pray for today.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we all need it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Only the presence of righteousness availeth as much. Hallelujah. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I am excited about all of you. Thank you again, all of you, for being here. I know our time is about to run out, but I just want to thank you all for taking the time out to come and support. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, I've been sweating all during the show. Just burning up. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm wiping and everything, but the Lord is good. Hallelujah. and faithful and kind.
And the healing taking place.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I believe that too. I believe that. Hallelujah. And we're going to see a greater manifestation of the power of God in our lives. Tomorrow, praise the Lamb of God. I worship Wednesday. Right? Be the Lord's will. I love you guys. I bless you. And I'm excited about your future. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Feel your power and mine.
Somebody sing that song. Show us your glory. Show us your glory.